Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of kindness to one's children, specifically to daughters, benefiting of three daughters. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever looks after three of his daughters, teaches them good manners, gets them married, and treats them well, will definitely enter Jannah. Note, this virtue is applicable if a father has two daughters also, as is clarified in the following hadith. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I and one who looks after two girls will enter Jannah together. Saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought together two of his blessed fingers. There is more reward attached to bringing up daughters because they will leave their parents' home one day, and there's no real hope of receiving any benefit through them. Sons, on the other hand, can still be assets to their parents and serve them in different ways. Do not give a son preference over a daughter. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has a daughter and he does not bury her alive or disgrace her or give preference to his son over her will be granted entry into Jannah. In order to eradicate all traces of the notions of the previous Jahiliyyah regarding daughters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sounded tremendous rewards for treating them well and honoring them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the champion of women's rights, and he indeed was their greatest benefactor. May Allah ta'ala give us the true understanding. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.